Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. Good morning on a Wednesday morning. It's really feeling like the 20s outside, bro.
It's chilly.
So yeah, and it's like rainy some places, and it's flurries some parts of the tri-state Yeah. That's what it is. Now, this weekend, we looking at some sunshine, though. It's going to be cold, but sunshine dry. So we can, you know, something to celebrate, something to look forward to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Y'all peeping the mayor and the city council still getting it on?
Oh, yeah. What they talking about?
Yeah, so I guess you're not peeping it.
Not fully.
Well, so the mayor vetoed two bills, you know, the solitary confinement bill over at Rikers. And he vetoed the bill for more transparency from the NYPD, from who they stopping and why they stopping them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the city council came back and was like, oh, you vetoing? Well, we're going to override it.
Mm.
Your veto. So shout out to the city council, man. You know what I'm saying? Not buckling. There's also supposedly the chief of police at the NYPD supposed to have a state of the NYPD today.
Okay. So, is that public?
Yeah, I think it's public.
Okay.
So we'll be able to hear. I guess that's later this morning, like 9 a.m. So we'll get to hear what they talking about.
All right. Let's see.
I mean, it's New York City, man. I was watching a documentary a few days ago just about, you know, when New York City was broke, bankrupt, a bankrupt city.
Yeah, I think I saw that. What was the name of the documentary?
God, man, I jumped in halfway and didn't even finish it. But anyway, it just reminds you, you know, as much as the spin doctoring goes on around this city about what it's supposed to be and what it should be and what's broken. Man, this thing done always been struggling along.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Good times and bad times. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't get too high when it's good and don't get too low when it's bad.
Facts.
You know what I mean? We in here together. And it's going to be problems. It's going to be some problems.
Oh, that's a fact.
Marcellus is on the line. We got Marcellus ringing in. Chef Marcellus, what's cracking, baby?
Morning, Nebro Styles, Pete.
You know what I mean? We good, baby. We good. Appreciate right. You always checking in. Allison's back on the line, too. Son of Al. What up, son of Al?
What's up? Are you guys hitting
sticking
me up?
Never. Why? Marcellus be on the line all the time, too.
What up with y'all? Support.
Are we giving away anything fire this morning, Laura Styles?
Well, we got tickets to the Invesco Triple Q College Basketball Situation, HBCU. It's going down in Newark, New Jersey on February 3rd.
So. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is something serious over here because I got invited. This is some. They got some like high-end... You know what I'm saying? You know, bourgeoisie situations going on around all the people coming into town over this. So it's going to be a celebrity situation over there. I ain't going to put too much business out, but I got to go to some luncheon on Friday with a bunch of rich people.
Oh.
And celebs or something in the city.
Wow. Okay.
I don't have to go. I got invited. So, but I'm going to pull up and see what they talking about. And I'll report back. You know what I mean? Made hot by Invesco. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Allison, who you want to represent you today? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
Allison?
Son of Al.
Are you there?
Oh, we lost Son of Al.
Oh, no. Oh.
You could call me Al. Allie.
Oh, no.
LLJ Cool J.
Man. Wait, when she was like, yo, are y'all getting sick of me? And we said no. Did she want us to say yes?
She didn't believe him.
She didn't believe us?
So she was like, I'm leaving.
She's probably there talking, and her phone ain't working. I bet you 100%. Let me try to.
There you go.
She just, hang on, Marcellus.
By default.
Allison.
What happened? She's gone?
She ain't there.
Getting glasses.
Oh, no.
By default. There you go. Oh,
man. We got to have a lady replace. We got to have a lady replace Allison.
Come on.
Or at least somebody who identifies as a lady.
Come on. You know what
I mean? Oh, yeah.
So if you call them, you say that's where you at with it, then, you know. Hang on, Marcellus. You just focus on the road. Marcellus, you Uber driving today?
I'm doing airports right now.
Oh, right. What does that mean? Would you circle in the airport waiting for a pickup?
Yeah, no. They send me the reservations because of my status.
What's that mean?
Five star.
Only airports.
Ooh, so that means you up there, you fire. You like one of them ones.
Yeah, I don't want to toot my own horn too much, though.
Blow the horn.
I mean, listen, man, you,
let's hear the horn.
You helped me ride out. You helped me ride out one morning at 3 a.m. when, you know what I'm saying? Things were thick in these streets. You know what I'm saying? I needed an Uber.
Did you give him five stars?
Yeah, I was ready.
Yeah, I gave him five stars. And he had that, you know, whatever backup I needed. You know what I'm saying? We was ready to ride out, me and Marcellus. Oh, uh-huh. Allison ain't there, man. Sorry, Allison. You've been replaced by Nyana.
All right.
Nyana.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nyana, who you want to represent you? Me or Laura Styles in the game that lives up to his name?
I'm going to go with Laura.
That's the right game.
All right.
60 seconds on the clock.
Shut.
Bah, 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 bah.
Oh, man, it's one of them mornings again. The printer around here, bro, not working, huh?
I already sent an email.
Yo, bro.
You know we in the hood.
Yo, bro, when I tried. Yo, I was about to yank the door off the hinges downstairs today.
Downstairs?
Because you hit that code. I had to hit the code, no lie. I was counting. It was 12 times for the door to open.
Yeah,
because you got to time it just right.
What you mean?
It's ghetto. As soon as you hit the code, like, you had to got one hand on the code and one hand on the door.
Okay.
And as soon as you hit that last number, you got to pull at the same time.
All right, so you got like milliseconds?
You got milliseconds to open the door. Otherwise, it's just not going.
Bruh, I was down there hitting the number. Raggedy. Yeah. It's raggedy.
You can't take your time.
Raggedy.
Let's go.
Yo, I wonder if Nitro will come over here and fix our stuff. Because they don't fix stuff in Nitro buildings, so maybe.
Anyway.
Shawnee with the question.
That's
Let's
right.
play Laura. Never.
Okay. Which two teams will be playing with Laura?
I'm assuming Super Bowl, so we're going to go with the Chiefs, Kansas City, and the 49ers.
That's right.
Ooh, well done, Laura.
What is the largest Spanish-speaking city? Ebro.
The largest Spanish-speaking
three.
City.
I think I know. Two. One.
Miami.
Incorrect. Spanish-speaking city in the world.
I don't know.
I'm going to go with Mexico City.
Mexico City is correct.
That was a good one.
Who dropped a diss track?
Ebro.
Ebro.
Nicki Minaj.
Called Bigfoot. That's okay. correct. Where is the strongest human muscle
Ebro.
Located? Ebro.
The strongest human muscle.
Three.
Is located
two,
in
one.
Your mouth.
Joe is correct.
Yeah.
Wow, tie okay. game. Who is partnering with Lego?
Laura. That would be Pharrell.
Pharrell
wow.
is correct.
Go ahead.
Yes.
Who did Ali fight in the Rumble?
Laura.
Ebro.
In the Rumble in the Jungle? That would have been George Foreman.
Wow. Tie game.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wait, the Thriller in Manila was Frazier?
Frazier.
Yeah, and then the Rumble in the Jungle was Foreman. Okay, okay.
It was a good guess.
Yeah, because that was in Africa, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Thriller in Manila was in the Philippines. Manila.
Manila.
All right.
All right.
Grand Teton.
What?
Huh?
Grand Teton?
Are you saying this
Grand
right?
Grand Teton?
Grand Teton.
Okay.
National Park.
Ebro.
Grand Teton
National Park is located in...
Three.
Grand Teton.
Two.
India.
India is incorrect.
Damn it.
Grand Teton National Park and Yellowstone are in which state?
Yellowstone, is it Wyoming?
Wyoming is
Laura
correct.
Wins.
Laura wins.
Only because of Yellowstone, because I didn't know Grand Teton.
I never been to Yellowstone. I should have got that.
T-E-T-O-N.
Teton sounded, you know, like it could be Indian
yes.
or something. I guess it is Indian, just Native
like,
American.
Yeah.
It's Native American. That's what it is. Nyana!
Yay, Nyana!
The QQQ Legacy Classic, Triple Q, Invesco, the nation's premier HBCU college basketball doubleheader in Newark, February 3rd. That's coming this weekend, man. We got your tickets made hot by Invesco. Hang on, Nyana. We'll get your info. Marcellus, be safe on those roads. You winning anyway. Ain't you a five-star Uber driver?
Talk it.
Peace, man. Peace. Nayana, hang on the way. Flashing Lights. Laura Stack.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights report, guys, I want to talk about the greatest night in pop. It's a new Netflix doc that is out.
Trailer.
Fam, that trailer is so fire. Okay, let's talk about it. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
Making 7 minutes commercial free. Non-stop hip hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
That's not what you want to do. NYPD pulled over Yousef Salaam of the Exonerated Five. You guys see this story?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We did it the other day.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah. Huh. They said there was something sketchy with the actual videotape that the cop had, where Yousef's story and the cop's story were two different accounts.
Mm.
He kind of, they're saying he exaggerated, but we know tapes can be edited, so we don't know.
Because they originally, allegedly, they pulled him over because of dark tints.
Right.
And when they pulled him over, he told them, I'm Councilman Yousef Salaam. And they ended up letting him go, but the whole thing, the whole conversation around this is that just pulling people over for no reason.
The How Many Stops Act is what this, and that was what I brought up a second ago, where you have the city council basically planning to override the mayor's veto. So the mayor vetoed the How Many Stops Act, which would force the police to provide transparency and explanation. They don't want to have to do all that extra paperwork and talking.
Really, you just need a reason. Like, why did I pull you over? That's it. That's all people want. People just want.
Yeah.
But I read yesterday they're arguing that it's about, like, other things. It's like, it's not just stops. It's conversations. Like, it's too hard. For example, like, you're trying to find someone. Someone's missing. They're trying to go talk to people about where the person is. They have to document every single person that they walk up to and say, hey, where's... But that's the argument they're making.
Well, look, this would be much easier if you had trust of the city.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If people actually trusted the NYPD the way we would like to trust the police department and probably any police department in the nation, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yep.
But because you think that, you know, you're better than people, or you think you, you know, don't have to do certain things, or just the fact that, I don't know, history suggests y'all are corrupt too often.
Mm-hmm.
People want systems in place
and now
to keep y'all in check, and now it's annoying.
And now it's annoying for you.
It's mad annoying. Oh, well. We'll figure it out. Hang in there, City Council. We watching. Let's go, Flashing Lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flash Lights.
So Netflix had its premiere for The Greatest Night in Pop. And Lionel Richie was there, and all the photos started floating around yesterday because a bunch of celebrities came to watch it. But The Greatest Night in Pop chronicles just basically, you know, the making of We Are the World back in 1985. Now, Rosenberg and Shawnee, you guys got a chance to see it.
Yes, yes, yes. It's a great documentary. Like, it's kind of like I stumbled on it because... You know, sometimes you're just looking for something to watch.
Right,
Netflix does a good job making you stumble on the thing that they are planning on you stumbling on.
Oh, you mean they promote?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Algorithms and all
they
those things.
It's not even an algorithm, guys. They just put it in the forefront.
They just put it right in
the app.
Yeah, it's right there for you. And you stumbled on it.
And it was great. Yeah, it was great. It's just, you know, it's Michael Jackson. It's Lionel Richie. And you get this backstory of this song that you have known forever.
Yo, can y'all hit me with the button?
Sure. Congratulations. You played yourself.
I saw the trailer. I went to Griselda instead.
Griselda? You can like two things, Ebro.
No, I didn't dislike it. It wasn't my top priority.
There's this other promotion of some witch-looking lady named Griselda that keeps popping up.
No. Wait, oh, my God.
It's about Griselda Blanco, man. It's a story that we do. It's Sofia Vergara, actually.
Yeah. It's actually pretty amazing.
Who's crushing it.
She keeps staring at me every time.
It's actually really good. I'm watching it right now.
Okay.
And he
chose that over We Are the World.
Yeah, I've seen the We Are the World story about a lot, though.
Haven't seen this footage, though.
I probably haven't, but just the story of how it came together and who put it together, I've seen a lot, so I wasn't there. But it's amazing.
I'm excited to watch some of this behind-the-scenes footage.
Oh, it's the footage is amazing. The conversations that you're just seeing people having casually, the fact there's a part where Bob Dylan's uncomfortable because he can't sing like that.
Yeah.
And he's really uncomfortable, and he's like, Quincy's trying to work through him, and then he's like, Stevie, can you just help me? And having him get close to Stevie so Stevie can do an impression of Bob Dylan.
Right.
For Bob Dylan, so Bob Dylan can then sing his part while Quincy's coaching him along.
Stevie's the one who's like, there's a choice of making.
Yeah, he does
this. There's the narrow life.
Stevie's that guy, man.
He does it exactly in his voice, and then he copies it, and they're like, all right, cool. And, like, it's just amazing watching them all together. Yeah, and it kind of puts...
And they're all nervous. Every single one of them
except
are nervous.
Michael is not nervous.
I mean, well, Michael orchestrated
it. And Stevie's
it.
Not nervous Stevie. Either.
Stevie's a natural. But the rest of them are like, yo, because, you know, it's in a U formation and yeah. they have to wait for their turn.
Yeah.
So they're all like, yo, I was shaking.
No, Huey Lewis, they do a lot with Huey Lewis, who spent a lot of time being like, yo, I'm watching everybody go and I'm just sitting in the middle like, when are they getting to me? This is going to be terrible. And I can't do this.
They
I don't know
can't
do.
Crack a note because you don't want to hit the wrong note. Your man Al Jarreau drinking too much. Yeah. He was drunk. Like, chill, fam.
It's and then Prince being Prince, kind of ruining it, not showing up.
They confirmed the beef. Like, if you really thought it was speculation, which some of us don't
if
know.
If you
that.
Still think it's speculation between Mike and Prince.
Yeah. But I mean, hearing it come from, like, Quincy or Michael's voice.
We already heard it come from Quincy in the article that his kids came out and said, our old dad is talking too much.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited to. It was really cool to watch like just footage of a very very young Quincy Jones doing his thing and Harry Belafonte. Yeah. It looks fire.
But they waited for Prince. They wrote him a part. They waited for him.
Yeah, they hoped that he would come, and they were kind of hoping Sheila E. would bring him, and then he didn't, and then she left. She was like, I'm seeing y'all are not going to give me a solo, and she left.
She's like, I'm out.
Yeah.
Just managing all those egos. Anyway, it looks fire. Wait,
did you call Quincy Jones young at that time?
Yeah, he's still not very young.
I mean, he, like, you know.
I mean, relative to now.
Yes,
relative to
now. Yes.
But he was still, what, 60?
In his 50s. 55, maybe. Yeah,
well, he looks great.
Okay? He does look great.
He looks great.
By the way, Quincy seems like the most lovely guy every time. You're killing it, man. He calls everybody man at all times. Come on, man. You're doing a great job, man.
Amazing.
It's amazing, man. It's amazing what
you
do.
Anyway, make sure you guys check it out. It's called The Greatest Night in Pop. Anyway, that's your flashing lights report. The time is 7:01, a high of 41 degrees, and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. It's one of the days, man.
What happened?
I don't know, man. I'm trying, man.
You annoyed or...
No, I slept great. I slept great last night. I slept great.
Something's bothering you.
Why are you annoyed? You walked in here, you're annoyed.
Yeah, do we need it?
You know, just things. You know how things tap you? You know how you just be having
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
because
I was wondering, like, the way you came in moving monitors, I was like, yo, what's popping?
Things just be tapping you, man. Things just be tapping you.
I mean,
I'm going to give myself a congratulations. I played myself in a second. Because the things that are tapping me have always been there. But just certain days, they bother me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The fact that you couldn't get in your own studio?
They got locked in because it's basically white people. You know what I'm saying? It's basically white people.
Shocking.
And it's like really, fam. Like, you're damn near 50 years old. You still holding on to this stuff?
Still holding on to this stuff.
Congratulations.
I mean, let's talk about it.
Even y'all explaining We Are the World. It was a bunch of amazing black people that saved a bunch of white people and made them sound like something on a record. You know what I'm saying? Here we are again, making them sound like they know what they're doing.
Yo.
Even the great Bob Dylan didn't know what the hell he was doing without Stevie Wonder.
That's a weird angle to take.
It was a perspective I didn't expect.
Different angle.
The point of the night, actually, though, was about getting black and white people to save black people. That was the point of the night.
Well, so we got to ask white people to come help us save Africa, which y'all destroyed. Well, actually, another thing that's tapping me, too. Damn. Like, are we the world?
Yo, stop.
Or are y'all the curse of the world?
Oh, man.
It's about
man.
Togetherness.
Right. Get it? Nah, bro.
You're getting me on your side, tail.
You see it?
Yeah, it's infectious. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Come back, Shotty. Come back.
Cool, Jay.
WQHTFM HD1 New York, 97 minutes commercial free.
Yeah.
Commercial free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
You do 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 Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Whoa, hey, who you talking to last night?
Y'all do what y'all gonna do.
Whoa, hey, people really wilding in here, man. You gotta chill. Spraying on my ass.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
Why is he just playing all these random...
T-Bro in the morning, Laura Stiles and Rosenberg, guys. It's crazy outside. It's super crazy outside. I just saw something. Remember when Biggie said, don't be mad, UPS is hiring? I always held on to that. I'll just tell y'all something. I always held on to, like, yo, if things get crazy, don't be mad. UPS is hiring.
There's opportunities.
There's opportunities, especially at UPS. Like, there's mad packages, people sending packages.
No, UPS is firing, actually.
What?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
It's happening.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
So all that big winning talk, you're playing yourself, Well,
UPS to cut 12,000 jobs.
There you go.
12,000.
Wow.
Remember, just a second ago, wasn't there about to be a strike and the union at UPS and everything was like, yo, we want raises and this and that. And so, yeah, they was like, yeah, y'all can have that. 5 months after reaching the union deal, 12,000 jobs chopped.
Damn. And now, is this the drivers? Is this warehousing? You don't know.
This doesn't say specifically, but I'm sure it's probably, they're probably not going to focus it in one area. They're going to spread it out across probably office jobs, drivers, you know, all the different places in there.
Inventory. So why do you think that is?
Well, because they're paying more money now. So they're look. So the listen, these corporations that are especially the ones that are publicly traded, they are going to make sure they deliver whatever profits they need to deliver to Wall Street to keep that stock price right. Mm-hmm. That's priority number one. Mm-hmm. So when you are worried about like, yo, we want raises and all that, they're like, cool, we'll give raises. But we're going to make sure our profits stay right. So we about to get these profits from somewhere. So if we're spending more money on your salary, where are we going to find a way to make more money? And not just more money than we made last year. Because stock owners and you know, investors want profit every year.
Yeah.
To keep the stock going in the right direction. And so not only is it going to be like, oh, we're going to fire people, I bet you UPS going to come around and start charging more to ship things. They're going to start nickel and diming us, the consumer.
So they're going to fire, every one of these businesses will charge more.
That's right.
And fire people.
That's right.
In order to make sure that the rich people get richer.
That's right.
And it's every business, basically.
Every corporation. Anytime you see a corporation saying we're going to do layoffs, but productivity is going to stay the same, because UPS isn't going to like slow down on the amount of packages they're moving.
Right.
Sure. That's not going to happen. So productivity is going to stay the same. I guarantee you today they're going to have some, or at least in the next couple weeks, stock is going to go up for UPS.
It's so crazy, man. Every one of the, we were just talking about it last week. The cereal company, General Mills.
That's right.
All these companies just raise prices, fire people, and make more money.
That's right. And welcome to capitalism. Free market.
The American way, baby. You played yourself.
And this ain't new. This is not like a new phenomenon at all. At all.
No, it just feels these days especially astounding because the prices got... The price gouging got so bad.
Mm-hmm.
So it was rubbed in people's faces more.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you really don't care. Like, we can't afford it. People's, you know, cost of living is up. People lost jobs. And prices on everyday products are going up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got that right. America!
Sucks.
America!
Yeah, man.
Congratulations.
You're going to have a lot of displaced people. You know,
well, there's people going. I'm sure there's going to be some good severances, hopefully. You know what I'm saying? And then you're going to have some part timers. Some of these jobs might be part time jobs too. I don't know how it works at UPS, right. So I don't know if it's, you know, which people is going to affect the most.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I feel like I remember the driver saying, or some the full timer saying that they were fighting on behalf of the smaller guys at UPS when the strike was going on, if I was to go look back. And they were like, look, we get paid well as drivers. We're good. We're fighting for people in other departments.
Got you.
That's what it felt like. So, now this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got today?
So I was looking because there's this actress named Ruby Rose. She was in Orange is the New Black. She was in John Wick. If you Google her, you might
be like,
yeah, you've seen her face before. Well, she had to come out and say, hey, guys, like, I'm not involved in any rap beef because the Barbs are coming after giving her death threats.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh, like, so they thought she was, you know, the IG model Ruby Rose?
I know all about Ruby Rose.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's R-U-B-I Rose, not yes. R-U-B-Y Rose. R-U-B-Y Rose... Is this actor?
Is yes.
R-U-B-I Rose is a young lady on IG who had like a She was trying to be a rapper, I think, at one point, and then she got popping on OnlyFans or something.
Right,
then,
right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She She's hot. Right. She's very pretty.
Well, she had
shiny
some
culture with the gym.
She chimed in.
Shout out to Ethiopia.
Ruby with an I had chimed in to the Nicki Minaj, Megan Thee Stallion beef. And, you know, the barbers weren't too happy about that.
Of course.
But a lot of them didn't do the proper research and were sending this actress death threats.
Yeah.
What?
So she had to she came out and was like, bro, it's not me. Like, why are you guys sending me death threats?
Congratulations.
Well, and here's the crazy part, right? The crazy part is these people are saying they're barbs. There is no way on Twitter for everyone to know everyone else that claims that they're a barb. Like, how, what's the, like...
Yeah, you're not, there's not...
So this is where Nicki Minaj... If I, you know, and I don't know, did she say anything or is she going to say anything? Because then there's like extra security that's been had to be provided at Megan Thee Stallion's mom's funeral site or her grave site.
I saw that.
Yeah. So because people were making threats that they were going to go desecrate the grave site.
Yo, it ain't that serious, yo.
You played yourself.
Nothing's actually happened. It's all on social media. Nothing happened in real life. But still, you take these threats serious.
Yeah.
And once again, there is no way for, you know, the barbs have gotten such an infamous reputation at this point. There could be anybody jumping in claiming they're a barb.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Just to, you know.
Right.
It's just like the protests, right? You know, when you see protests and you'll be like, yo, those people ain't with us, but they showed up to the protest to cause problems. Same thing could be happening with the barbs. I don't know if it's fact or not, but this is where the organizer of said movement should come out and be like, yo, this is not cool.
Has she done that?
No.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Not that I've seen, but maybe she will. You know what I mean?
She has came out and said, like,
in the past.
Yes, in the past. Like, yo, I don't condone any bullying, but... For this particular case, you know, I just went on Ruby, the actress. She, even on her bio now, it says it's Ruby with a Y, not Ruby with an I.
Right.
Please.
I didn't even know the other Ruby Rose was involved in a beef.
She, I guess, tweeted something or said something. I don't know.
Damn, and now you're caught up in it for no reason. Didn't do anything.
Rosemary, what you got on your list today, fam?
I wanted to hear what you had on your list, because you said...
Oh, well, I'm giving myself the...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Because often I get triggered by things happening in society, and in our racialized society, where it's like, for instance, the most triggering thing recently that's been tapping me, and I haven't said anything, was there was a New York Times article about hate crimes in the United States. And, you know, we hear a lot about hate crimes towards our Jewish brothers and sisters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Swastikas at schools and, you know, these sort of things. The number one group getting hate crimes in America, black folks, still. You don't hear about that, though. That's not news.
Getting hate crimes.
Like, the victims
like
of hate
crimes.
Racial hate crimes. It's still black people, according to the FBI. Mm. The most cases they have is people, racial crimes against black people in America. You know, that's not a headline.
No.
We're so used to it in America that it's kind of like, yeah, you know, black people get treated like ish in this country.
But
the other thing that drives me mad, too, is we can all agree, if you put a swastika up somewhere, they're going to investigate that as a hate crime.
That's right.
You put a Confederate flag anywhere you want, no one says anything.
Now that's Southern pride.
Right.
That doesn't get investigated as hate crime?
Nah, there's people driving trucks up the West Side Highway with Confederate flags on the back.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Yeah, nobody says nothing. So that's been tapping me. But the reason I'm giving myself a congrats is because it's not the people. It's not the people. It's the governments. It's the corporations. It's the elites. Because we're all struggling with the same issues.
But it's not what people.
It's not the common folks. The common folks together can fix these problems.
Always been.
Right. The common folks together, if we set our mind to it, can fix these problems. And I think want to fix these problems.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some a-holes, some extremists in every pocket of every group that are constantly, you know, working to keep us at each other. So that's why I'm giving myself a congrats. Because when I start pointing at white people, I really have to check myself and be like, it ain't really white people. It's governments. It's corporations. It's special interest groups.
It's a system.
It's a system of people who, they like division, man. They like chaos and confusion.
Yes.
They like us being at each other because they can monetize that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm giving myself a congrats. So that's
congratulations.
That was my congrats.
You
so when I be on my soapbox sometimes,
myself.
I have to check myself. That's all.
But yeah, but that is interesting. The hate crime one is interesting because you do always hear about different groups going up. There's this amount for this group. There's this this amount for that group. Meanwhile, everyone always acts as if racism has ended.
Right.
That's like a common thing. Yeah. It's like, why do people still act like racism is still a thing? So that is directly related. Well, they don't talk about hate crimes towards black people.
And you never hear about, as he said, black hate crimes unless it's done on like a LeBron James. Or somebody that's high end and is black.
Right, or it's a controversial trial because people actually killed, and then like years later we hear about
it. But just these small aggressions that just happen
all the time.
Somebody makes, clearly they're making claims to the FBI, so they are being investigated, but they're not covered. Hmm.
The really crazy thing too is, and I know that there are people out there who will get mad to hear this, but when you see even now the new right-wing political messaging, it feels like a hate crime. When I see a car covered in hardcore Trump stuff, I feel like it's a problem. I do. I know you don't like me. I know there's no way you like me.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not saying like, I guess that there could be a world in which, I can't even picture it, but like I said, a bumper sticker that just said Trump on it. Maybe go, all right, you're a Trump supporter. But once you see all the catchphrases built up.
Oh, man.
I'm like,
they got make some America great
they got
again.
They got somebody in the car right now listening to us that's behind a truck that has so many stickers with so many allegiances. Mm-hmm. You have to be like, yo, bro, are you okay? Mental health eval. You got a rifle. You got the Blue Lives Matter. You got the Punisher skull. You got some other thing with a bunch of stars and circles. You got Trump. You are making sure that when the police pull you over, we know what team you on, my brother.
You know what side it is.
My brother.
Yeah, they.
And all of that leads to this.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Congratulations. You played yourself. Playing yourself. Yeah,
playing yourself.
So yeah, that's what's tapping me. Sorry.
I get it.
Sorry, man. We will. With Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. We will get to White-ish Wednesday.
That's racist.
Coming
that's
racist. Up. Cast 1, 97 minutes commercial free. And Curve.
That's racist too. We're a part of the problem.
Yeah, we are.
Whose fault is it?
White-ish Wednesday? Rosenberg's? The white man did it again. Why?
Separation.
Yo, so this is a corny idea. This is a corny family idea courtesy of the old man. All right? Corny family idea. There's a song in the system, Shawnee Culture. It's called The Shower Song.
Is what you said is your new favorite song?
It's my new favorite song.
The Shower Song?
Juanito, is that what you called it? The Shower Song? So here's my idea. Because as a parent, I know other parents struggle getting their kids to wash their butt.
Do you mean like being literal or you mean their whole body?
Like literally, I need you to get in the shower so we can go.
Right.
Or their kid hates taking a bath. So it's like they need to figure out fun ways to like get your kid to like be excited about stopping playing or whatever chaotic thing they're doing in the house to get your dirty ass in the bathtub. It's a thing. Right. And I think, some kids are better than others, but I think all parents have been here before. But anyway, a young lady by the name of Tierra Whack, which I'm sure we've all heard of before, who's a funny, amazing, talented woman from Philly, a rapper, freestyle. She's really phenomenal. Good. Dropped this song, and I was like, yo, should we most parents bathe their kids at night, right? Because you just don't have the time in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, when you wake up in the morning trying to get your kid fed and dressed and out the door is enough.
No, until they're like practically teenagers. No one wants their kid to shower in the morning. It's too much.
It's too much.
So this may not work, but I wanted to expose this song. Do you have the song?
It's a good song. I do.
Play the song.
Okay.
It's about showering.
Wait for it.
I sound great when I'm sitting in the shower.
This is funky.
Getting ready for my day.
Hey. So I gotta get fresh. Gotta exfoliate. You know Dove is the best.
Oh,
they love Dove. Hopefully it's a Dove commercial. This better be in a commercial.
And I heard my phone ring, but I'll call him back later. Sing it like Britney. Sing it like Britney. Sing it like Britney.
We all sound our best in the shower, don't we?
That's right, man.
I sound great.
Everybody now. When I'm singing in the shower. Hey!
I mean, I'm like Luther, baby.
Soap and water, give me powers.
When I'm singing in the shower.
It is a bop.
It's a super bop.
This is funky.
This is funky. You might be talking about your armpits, though. This is funky.
Sometimes I do. Just so I can suck my ass.
Hey.
Cause the shower like the stage. Every time I'm in the shower, I just feel so brave. Singing like Britney. Singing like Britney.
Why singing like Britney?
Whitney.
Oh, shit, Whitney. I was like, Britney doesn't.
And then she says Britney.
I sound great.
When I'm singing in the shower. So this is the Ebro in the Morning official get up and wash your butt song.
It's cute.
I'm not mad at it.
How can you be?
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
It's funky. This is funky.
I expected more like a... The way you set it up, I thought it was going to be like a shark. Remember?
Baby shark.
I thought because you were my kids. Yeah.
You know, I hate on them records.
Though. Yeah, but yeah, please don't. This is much better.
Yeah, this is a song.
You can sing with your kids. You can sing with yourself. The beat is fire. Zebra on the Morning Call right now. 800-223.
Song's hard.
It is kind of a bop, man. I sound great. Hey. When I'm singing in the shower.
That's fire.
Yeah, Tierra.
It's cute.
Tierra,
it's stuck in my head all day.
It was a goodie, man. Call right now. DJ John is here. Stump him with a question.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
That's me.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Hola.
Johnny. What's cracking, fam?
DJ John.
What you got today?
Today, I got some tickets for you to go see Justin Timberlake at the Forget Tomorrow World Tour. June 25th at the Madison Square Garden. Shout out to the folks at MSG. Tickets on sale now. Tickets on sale this Friday, February 2nd. May high by Live Nation, baby.
It's premature. Shout out to the Garden. It's premature. However, though, you got Knicks colors on today.
I know. We're hot.
Talk about your Knicks.
We're fire.
Talk to them.
Third in the conference.
Eastern Conference. In the East, yeah.
In the East. I mean, we're looking good. We don't. Last night, we took care of the Jazz.
All you do is win.
Listen, yeah. Eight in a row, Brunson's balling. I mean.
But this eight in a row is right after there was like a 10 in a row or an 11 in a row.
They won 14 in January.
There you go, boom.
They won 14 in a calendar
month. It's Villanova Knicks. That's what we're talking about. These boys from Villanova.
Now, the kid OG Anunoby clearly is a difference maker. That trade was necessary.
Man. DiVincenzo's a difference maker, too.
Yeah,
not like OG, but he's been really nice, too.
Yo, shout to the Knicks, man.
Yo, John's team's balling, bro.
I'm just joining the team.
And you're still a Knicks fan?
Yes.
You're not switching?
No, never.
Okay.
Cash one, you back?
Don't say never.
Making sure.
You're not believing it. And that's why I said it's premature.
But you're not still with the Lakers, are you, Cass?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Who's that?
Oh,
he's off that, too. Off that, too.
About to say, good.
Man, I'm so glad my local team, the Knicks, is doing their thing, man.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Their record is okay, but they won the other night, right?
Who?
We won last night.
My local
night.
Team, the Knicks?
Oh, you said the Knicks. I'm thinking the Nets. I thought the Nets was your team.
The Nets are.
Yo, man.
Really? The Nets are our team.
Yo, y'all wildin', bro. Y'all be bringing up old stuff.
I thought the Nets were his local team because they're 19-27.
Yeah, tonight.
Yo, Gilson, you hear these people, man? These people bringing up old stuff. They always hold on to old stuff. You guys got to learn to let stuff go like I do.
Mm-hmm. Teams.
Gilson, good morning.
Gilson.
Good morning. How we doing, everybody?
Son of Gil. What's happening, man? You all right?
How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed, man. Yes, I love your energy right now, man. Thanks for joining the program. You sound like you have a great question to stump DJ John.
Let's go, Gilson.
So we have a simple question, John. We're from New York, so hopefully you have a little detail on the New York Rangers. How many Stanley Cups has the New York Rangers won?
Great question.
Since becoming an organization?
Great question.
Two?
Four.
Four.
Boy, I should have known it. Damn, man. Damn.
Damn.
Well, shout out to the hockey fans. Yo, Gilson, how are the Rangers doing this season so far? It's early, but how's it going?
We doing all right. I mean...
Not like the Knicks?
They're like the Knicks. They're doing
stuttering, bro. Listen, last year was phenomenal for the Rangers. They just couldn't finish the deal.
No, I love the Rangers.
Yeah, exactly. There you go.
They couldn't finish.
There you go.
And by the way, that's why I preface the Knicks love with, you know, it's early. Because we're not even at the All-Star break. It's around the corner, but still. Closing out.
And beating teams when they're down players, beating the teams you're supposed to
beat.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I don't 14 over 500. I don't remember this in
years. It's been a minute.
Jalen Brunson might be the best Knick in a very long time.
I hope they treat him as
such. Absolutely. I'm loving him, man. I'm loving him.
Stud.
Bringing that love back to the Knicks.
Yo, the word on the street is if the Knicks win a championship, the city will never recover. Like, people will not know how to act. The amount of people that will go to jail is yeah.
Oh, we're going to act
just
up.
Think about if we won a side championship. Like, I don't, this city would just go side crazy.
Well, he means like a conference championship.
Yeah, like the conference or the.
Not even the finals. Just.
Yeah, or the.
Oh, just getting to the finals?
Yo, if the Knicks go to the second round of the playoffs and have some wins this year, people are going to act like it's a championship.
Okay, so. Well, I think they got to win a second round.
No, we got to get to the Eastern Conference.
You think got to get to the Eastern
Conference? We got to, yeah. To feel that way.
Because they're going to expect it by then.
Okay.
If they get to the playoffs and they're 25 games above 500,
right.
You're going to be like, we're not going to second round to lose.
Yeah.
You're going to start thinking, we could beat the Celtics. We could beat the Bucks. We could beat whoever.
Right. I mean, the Why moves not? That the Knicks made is amazing. Leon Rose done an amazing job.
Oh, you bigging up.
Wow. Tibbs done an amazing job.
Look at him. He's trying to get his free tickets.
What's talking about? Eastern
you
want to
shout out World Wide West, too?
I mean, MSG, the whole staff.
The marketing campaign.
MSG Networks is a great
program. Concession stands. You want?
What about Dolan?
Everyone's doing amazing.
I said everyone's doing amazing.
Thanks, DJ John. On the way, Flashing Lights, Laura Staff.
Coming up in the Flashing Lights Report, Megan Thee Stallion made a big announcement yesterday. We'll talk about it and I'll play some audio coming up next.
Meg is out here working. Yo, look, the promo is cooking for Nicki and Meg.
It's working.
Nicki got sold out concert tour around the world. Meg got major announcements. Have you seen Megan Thee Stallion's commercials?
No. Yeah.
She got an Olympics commercial that I saw for the upcoming Paris Olympics. Ooh. I saw her in a Planet Fitness commercial.
She's been having that running since New Year's.
Yeah. That's been rocking for a minute.
Yeah.
So she getting to these bags, and then you have this moment in the rap scene, and then she comes, and the Hiss record, last I checked, was like number one in the world on Apple Music. So it's out here clocking.
It's number one ahead of Nicki?
Nicki was one, and now Megan's one. Let's see today.
Wow.
This was yesterday I looked. Yep, Hiss is still at number one.
And Nicki's still going at you like you dissed her?
She is.
Didn't they send that to our group chat yesterday? Another post she put up, like adding you?
I don't know.
She put up another thing adding you.
Why did I? Was it like saying something to me or something?
Yeah, like another proving you somehow, you know, trying to prove you wrong for something you didn't say.
I mean, maybe she's just you. Maybe I'm her newest target. I'm into it. Let's get, you know. The
you
Barbs have it. So the Barbs aren't taking it like that because the Barbs are showing me love. They're like, yo, everything good? You know, be careful. They're giving me warnings.
Just be careful.
Yeah, they're giving me warnings. So clearly they've had some sort of meeting where it's like, yo, just keep an eye on this guy.
A meeting.
Cash 197 minutes, commercial free. It's Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg. Thank you for waking up with us. Flashing lights, Laura Stiles, let's get it. Yeah, buddy.
Laura Stiles, 411. Ooh, look at that.
Yo, Laura.
All right, what?
The phone and Fox are all on and ready.
Oh, everybody's
for
ready.
What's happening next, wow. Which is White Ish Wednesday.
Yes.
Nicky, Hot Rod, Rick, P, Aubrey, ready to go for
our
White
squad.
Wednesday.
Let's go.
Our
big squad.
The game, by the way.
All right, so that's
the
coming game. Up next. But right now, flashing lights. Now, Megan Thee Stallion had a special appearance on Good Morning America on Tuesday, where she made a big announcement. Check this out.
Oh, we're having the tour this year. The Hot Girl Summer Tour is going to be 2024 summertime. I feel like I've never been able to be outside doing my own thing during the summer, like since like 2019. So this is going to be the first time that I drop an album on time for the summer. I do want to give the hotties the Megan Thee Stallion experience.
There you go. Let's go. Let's go.
There you go. So all this promo.
For that tour.
Yeah.
Are we stuck in forever? We're like artists have a name for their fans. That's just going to be, is that what it is moving forward?
A group of social media fans.
Yeah, social media kind of makes that up. Sometimes it's not even the artist. People just kind of.
What's the name of her crew again?
The Hotties.
The Hotties.
The Hotties.
Yo, can you be a hottie and a barb? Because at one point
you could.
There's a lot of people both of them as artists.
At what point you could? It was a thing. It was a thing on one day.
It was, right?
For like a day.
Well, yo, that
Hot
record,
Girl Summer.
Hot Girl Summer when go. Nikki and Meg was moving. You know, I find it interesting that in this most recent kerfuffle, dust up, skirmish, if you will, squabble, that song wasn't mentioned.
No one said it. By anybody.
Neither one of them.
Oh, damn.
And that's why, by the way, I went and looked. That's one of Megan's biggest songs. And it's got Nicki Minaj on it, and it's interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Megan's out here going on tour. And it's going to be interesting. Megan's on tour at the same time Nicki's on tour. Social media is going to be going crazy.
I know.
It's going to be some live commentary on the stage, you think?
Somebody going to say something.
Yeah.
Queens.
Let's see. Yeah.
Say something.
Probably.
What size venues you think Meg's doing?
I have no idea.
5,000 maybe.
I don't even know if it's on sale. I mean, it depends. Maybe she's going out with a lineup. Like she, you know how Doja just went out with Ice Spice and who else?
I see that
Doja
happening too. Yeah.
Maybe Megan. Maybe it's like Megan and you don't know who else.
Yeah, but I mean, Nicki's doing huge arena. So I just don't think it's gonna. It's not gonna be the same.
I don't think Megan would be doing arenas.
No, I wouldn't think. No way.
I don't know if she has the catalog yet.
She doesn't have catalog. Enough smashes.
People forget Megan's just getting started.
Yeah, she's.
She got slowed down. 2019.
I know, and then the pandemic and all the Tory stuff happened,
right?
And immediately kind of slowed it down.
Yeah.
So now she's really kind of just a couple years in when you think about it.
Right.
All right, that's your flash and light report. Time is 8:02. A high of 41 degrees, and alternate side parking is in effect.
It's moving, man. It's moving. Whitish Wednesday, Ebro in the morning, Laura Stiles, Rosenberg, the Gurus in about 30 minutes, and it's feeling in the 20s. It's wet everywhere and clouds all
cold.
Day, all that. This weekend, we're looking at lots of sun and cold, so you know what I'm saying? It's Wednesday, though. We halfway through it.
WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
You gotta turn my mic on, man.
What is happening?
Yeah. It's the Andre 3000 remix?
We gotta get even whiter.
What is this?
No, you wanna send Shawnee around the bend and have him start talking about
exactly.
Hay rods with
yes.
the. Wait for it.
No.
This a fiddle?
It's a violin.
It's the.
I think.
It's the. What would you call this? The violin
classic,
cover. Classical cover.
Is this
of
a real
Sweet
thing?
Child of Mine?
It's a thing.
Where?
Right here.
Right now.
Right now. You're in the moment. Right now.
Wait for it.
I sure don't hate it.
This feels like the beginning of a movie.
It does.
Where the girl is like running home from school with the books in her hand.
Okay.
There you go. Okay. Hold on.
In a small town. You see it? She got the flowery dress.
Shawnee, I got the real way we just start the show today. Not this weird
classic.
Did
you guys check your equipment?
Yeah. Shawnee, here you go. I'm about to hit you off with the real intro to the show today.
I like that movie that was about to start, though. This feels like we're going out of space, though, baby.
Oh, here we go now. We're
definitely out of space.
I'll start the show the way we need to this week. Had to.
It's one of the ones right here.
There comes a time, my man, when we heed a certain when the world must come together as one. Make sure you watch the documentary on Netflix.
We're not going to pay for this.
This is really some white ish, too, by the way.
It was written by Michael and Lionel.
Yeah, but it was trying to heal the problems that white people created.
Talk that talk.
When did this come out?
85.
No, the documentary.
Monday.
Just dropped. Okay. It's called The Best Day in Pop or something?
The Greatest Day in Pop.
I think that's James Ingram.
Oh, yeah. James Ingram.
Tina Turner. God's
great big family. Rest in peace. She looks so young. You know
love is all we need. Who is that? Can you write it? No, that is.
Big Mike. Yo, Michael, in the part when they show him recording and trying to get his part right, he actually still seems like a human.
Yeah.
Like, he's still like, I can't explain it. His energy is still that of a normal-ish person in the room.
Yeah. He's black in there.
He's black and he's human.
Right, and he's human.
Wow.
Little Jerry Curl. Right.
People that worked with Mike later on in days, they said he was still the same. It was just how he dealt with the public.
Yeah, but they're lying also to some degree. Because like he stopped leaving his house. He stopped being around people in group settings like that. In that like that kind of way.
Well, you're jumping all the way straight to propofol, Mike. There's a period like Invincible Mike that wasn't all the way.
Yeah, I mean.
It took all night for Al Jordan to get that line.
Here's Bruce.
Jersey. Kenny Loggins, bro.
Yeah.
Kenny Loggins, they didn't show him because he don't take no time. He hit them though.
Yeah, he was quick. Just
you and me. I can't wait to watch this.
Mike again.
Go ahead, Mike.
They were all like,
this is Huey right here, right? But if you just believe, we can find. He was so nervous.
Cindy.
Cindy is rocking.
It took a minute to get that right.
The other white lady, I didn't know who it was.
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know. Kim. They said Kim. Hold on.
We are children. Kai Belafonte was up in there.
Of course he was.
It was so nice to see that footage of him.
And there's a really sweet part when Drift said he thinks it's Kim Carnes. I don't even know who that is. But there's a really sweet part with Harry Belafonte where they all messing around. They start ad-libbing and singing Deo.
Yeah, because they wanted to go home.
And he's like blushing because they're all singing it. And he's like sitting there kind of like blushing that every star in the world is singing his song.
Well, they would have went home if they could have hit them damn notes.
Right.
You know what school Mike is from. He's from that Joe Jackson school. Nobody go home until we hit these notes.
There's Dylan.
No lie. It's true, we make a better day. It's you and me. You and me. Couple things you
want to
know about Kim Carnes.
Okay, what do we
want to
know about Kim Carnes?
One, scorching.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hot. And,
yeah, they gave him more? They gave Dylan more?
They gave him
even more me.
Kim Carnes. What is
you know that
sing?
Song Betty Davis Eyes?
Yeah.
She got Betty Davis Eyes. Yeah. That's Kim Carnes. Mm. And she's got hits, though.
Well, can you name a few?
Ray Charles.
She got a record with Barbara Streisand, James Ingram, Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers, they're chilling.
Chilling.
Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yo, what about the Waylon Jennings walkout?
I was just about to
say. Ebro! Yo, Ebro's gonna get mad just to ruin the whole song for
him. Yeah, might, yeah.
Although, in the end, it ended up kind of being funny.
Why? Because Waylon Jennings is racist?
No, he walks out. He walks out because Stevie starts going in the middle. Sorry, guys, to ruin one part of the doc.
You're definitely ruined.
It's one part, but Stevie goes, I think we should sing something in Swahili. And they start doing it, and nobody knows. And everyone's kind of looking around like, what are we doing
here? It's awkward
for everyone. Waylon Jennings just goes, all right, well, and just starts walking out. Well,
if you go to his Instagram, you know why he walked out. He don't want nothing to do with Africa.
Is he a straight-up racist?
Waylon Jennings got, I think he might still have Confederate flags on
right
his
now?
On his joint. So maybe I'm confused. So
I'm not just sweet. Make I don't sure understand.
Let me look.
So Waylon Jennings walks out. He's like, I'm a good old boy. I don't know Swahili.
That's what he said. And then, I don't know no good old boy that sings Swahili. Yeah.
That's what they said he said.
He's telling y'all what it is.
And then the other people, but then after he leaves, they all keep going. And then everybody's kind of like, hey, do they speak Swahili in Ethiopia?
Right.
We should maybe just take this out, guys. And it's like this debate.
Oh, my God.
Because then they were like, and then, you know, Stevie's kind of like arguing back. And they're like, well, is the song for the people of Ethiopia? Or do we want the rest of the world to understand? Because the song is for other people to help.
Right,
so
right.
They have this debate. Yo. And then Michael starts making up words.
Yeah, Shaleng Shalong or something like that.
Shalele.
Yeah, Shalele.
Oh, yeah, my gosh. What a mess.
He was like, it sounds African. Is that going to be all right with you, Stevie? No, it's crazy.
Go.
Twitter search Waylon Jennings. And people are definitely commenting. There's like mad memes about what you guys are talking about.
Yeah, it's definitely a part of the movie.
All right.
Last thing, someone said online trying to hit me.
You've spent 10 minutes on a documentary of Netflix who don't spend a goddamn dollar up here.
That's not true. Well, that's not true.
They do spend. When?
Recent. Ask Griff. What was the last? They spend.
When?
They spend.
It's time to get into Whitish Wednesday, the game. You can save this for your podcast.
Okay, let's focus.
What's
let's
the first
focus.
Song? We got Griff. Or excuse me, we got Shawnee. We got Laura. We got Cass One.
Yes.
And we got to celebrate P. P wanted to come on. We need to celebrate you, P.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
You have a major announcement. Oh, no, I'm confusing you with Nikki. That was Nikki that had a major announcement.
No, it's P.
It's P.
It was P, you sure?
Yes. Yeah.
P, you got a major announcement?
Yeah. I mean, I hope it's not a congratulations. I paid myself, but I became a naturalized citizen.
Yeah.
Yay. I mean, kind of.
Could be, because now you're letting us know too much.
No, because now she's American.
And she's like, damn it.
Now it's a vote.
You might have did that at the wrong time in history, but we'll see how this plays out.
No, we need you now.
You might have won.
Congratulations.
Not when it kept the other passport.
Hang on, P. We got to say good morning to the other people on the line. Nikki.
Good morning. Congratulations, P.
There you go.
Nikki, hang on.
Appreciate you always being available. Hot Rod Rick.
Hey, yo, have no fear. You already know who's here, bro. Good morning, y'all.
Yo, shout to Rick.
What up?
And Aubrey. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. And congratulations, Queen P. That's what's up.
That's very cool. Very nice. Cool. Hang on, Aubrey. Now.
I love
song
our
song. Number one, Rosenberg. Shawnee's still celebrating his victory.
Yo, listen,
last
I won
yes,
last week.
You
Don't
did,
sleep
Shawnee.
On the God.
Win.
You had a big win.
Thank you, guys.
Whitish Wednesday. The game, Shawnee versus
now,
Laura.
Yeah.
Versus Cass Uno.
Cass One.
Now, the reason that we started with the We Are the World was not just because we watched the documentary.
That's right.
But because it's going to be the theme of the show today.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
in
that's right.
Way.
Artists from We Are the World.
Oh, I don't know that song.
There's so many.
I don't even know.
So it's a broad swath of the who's who of a certain time.
Certainly a broad swath.
Cass like, I'm out.
Yeah,
like Waylon Jennings when they started singing
who?
Swahili.
I was talking about him. I was like, who?
Yo, who's the dude in the back again? Dan Aykroyd or something like that?
I don't know why Dan Aykroyd was there.
I was like, what is he doing? They
just wanted him there because he was hot.
He was hot because he was scorching,
and they needed some comic relief.
He could sing or dance.
He sung.
Man. He was
in the choir.
All right.
By the way, anybody could have been singing there. You wouldn't be able to tell.
True.
Mad people singing. Here we go, guys. Ready?
Okay.
Here we go. Artists from We Are the World. Whitish Wednesday.
One, two, three, four.
Culture.
Culture.
Yeah, I don't know who this was.
It sounds country.
Mm-hmm.
There were two country dudes I know.
Dang.
Johnny's got an opportunity early.
I'm going to go.
Three.
Two. Man. I'm going to go with Willie Nelson. One.
That's correct.
Yeah, baby. The guns are mine.
Shout out to Willie, man. I just saw him perform at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame the other day.
Yeah, that's great.
How's he looking?
He's looking old. Yeah, he's looking like Willie.
He's looking old.
Big Willie.
Going places that he sang this. He wasn't walking out because of Swahili.
Nah,
he's not. Nah, he's
seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait
right
to
after
get
Dion
on the road again.
Hey.
Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway.
I sing this every time I'm at the airport.
You're the best of friends.
Really, in your head?
To myself.
Yeah, it's funny, too, because On the Road Again is always kind of built in my head, and yet I never hear the actual song.
The road.
Yeah,
I never hear the song, but On the Road Again, you know, is words. An idea that's always, literally, if you pull on a road trip, you're thinking, On the Road Again.
Yes, 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 100%.
My friends, I can't wait to get on the road again.
All right, Shawnee's up.
Okay, Shawnee's up.
Come Shawnee, on. Now, listen, it doesn't mean... The songs don't mean they're from the era. They're just all from the artist.
That's right. Right.
White people.
Got it.
And only the white artists, of course. It's Whitish Wednesday. That's right.
Right.
Here we go. Here we go.
You better shut your white mouth.
Nice drums.
Yeah. Somebody better sample that.
I'm thinking Beastie Boys, but they weren't there.
No, they weren't.
Chords sound like something I know. I still haven't gotten it for myself either.
I'm not gonna lie, it's hard. I happen to be a big fan of this song, but it is a random moment in time. But you make voice, you should be.
I was bruised and battered, I couldn't tell what I felt I was. Unrecognizable.
What you got?
It sounds like Bruce, but I don't know the song. Is it Bruce Springsteen?
It is.
What?
What song is this? Wow. Something that Rosenberg likes.
What is this?
It's called Streets of Philadelphia. It's the title track from the movie Philadelphia.
It's a great movie.
Big song too.
The Will Smith one? I don't know. Was it a Will Smith movie called Philadelphia?
No.
Is it Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington.
Oh, okay.
You've heard of them before.
I remember Tom Hanks. Denzel.
See, I'm so far out on this song.
Denzel's the lawyer. Tom Hanks is the guy who has AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Big moment of time.
Yeah, big movie.
It sounds so smooth.
This song I've never heard before.
Never heard it?
I vaguely remember the, like, in the movie or something, but maybe I think it's at the end.
I think the song actually did quite well, though. I think it sold the soundtrack. Yeah.
Got it.
Yo, it's so crazy when they show the highlights during the movie of Bruce doing Dancing in the Dark, and Natalie was like watching him dance. She's like, "Why is he such a dork?" And I was like, "That's what's so messed up about that song. Bruce is not a dork.
Man.
I don't know how he let them have him doing the full Carlton dance. He's out there doing the full Carlton.
You know, he didn't want to do that.
Well, but is that true? Or we made that up.
I just recently saw a documentary. I think Bruce was talking about not wanting to do Dancing in the Dark.
I really hope
label,
he did.
And the label wanted it.
I've assumed that, but I don't know if it's true, but he looks nuts dancing like Carlton.
Right.
With Courtney Cox looking at him, and he's all like, it's just so not him.
Well, and then the whole idea that that's Courtney Cox, like, is she on then? Like,
no, it's right, it's 85. No, it's as she's getting on, because she did Family Ties after that.
Right.
She was young. All right,
here we go, guys. Yeah, as we continue on, you got to know Bruce.
Bruce, Jersey.
That's not the rascal.
Cass Bruce. Got one. Shawnee got one.
Okay.
Here we go.
Laura got none.
Here we go. Whitish Wednesday classic for the people.
This is a heater.
This is.
I played this one like five times.
Yeah, we have. I just don't remember
culture.
It.
Culture?
This is a John one. He always knows this one.
Shawnee culture.
Let's go to a phone file.
Oh, no, I know who it is. Just because I thought
it was. Don't listen to it. Don't listen to it.
Okay, go.
You got Nikki, Hot Rod Rick, P, and Aubrey.
Are you holding a grudge against P from last week when she failed you on the clothes?
She's failed me a couple of times. And yo, much love to you, Queen P, but I only get two. I can't do it.
So where are you going?
I'm going to go with, let's go with Nikki.
All right. Okay. Nikki, you're up. Strong. What you got on that?
That's Hall and Oates.
Yeah, that's why I do it. John, remember what John said, that he's a big Hall and Oates fan?
Oh, yeah, yeah, when he was getting fed answers.
Yeah, that's why I was like, yo, it's a John record.
Good luck in there.
Tammy, I could have had that.
This is the crib.
And they really got beef right
this
now.
This is in the crib.
Yeah.
Hall, no Oates. Face to face, no
one even tried to score. They don't talk in the movie much at all. But Daryl's hair is very big.
Yes.
Daryl's the one with brown hair.
No.
Now, he's the blonde.
Mm-hmm.
So Oates is the one out here trimming right now.
I'm sure they would both tell you a different version of that.
Depends who you ask.
Is this a big song? Is this a big Daryl Hall and Oates song?
It's a big yes, and I think it's a big black Hall and Oates song. Yeah. This one leaned more into their soulful lane.
Yeah.
I don't know if like the super pop crowd was into it as much, but it was a joint.
Yeah,
made the crib, didn't it?
Oh, this was in the crib. That 101?
Yo, it's crazy when they show the American Music Awards and the categories are like, best black song. I'm like, this sounds insane.
I know.
It's crazy. Only the crazier is when they called them race records before them.
What?
They used to be called race.
Race.
They'd have a race department at the label. Like, oh, who's head of the race department?
Yep.
That sounds so nuts.
Play that game tonight.
All right, one-on-one.
Okay.
Here we go. Let's stay in a vibe.
Laura.
Okay. Yeah, good.
You know it. You know it.
I don't know.
Be confident.
No.
Shoot your shot.
No, I don't want to shoot my shot.
All right, you better go to phone a fight.
Okay, yes. Okay, I'm going to go to phone a fight.
Laura's trying to get on the board for the first time.
Yes,
Shawnee has
okay,
two. Cast
I'm
has
gonna
one.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
With Queen Pete.
Okay.
Oh, she has faith. She has faith.
P.
Yo.
What you got on this?
Kenny Loggins?
That's right.
Yeah.
I was going to say that too.
Queen P and the P stands for American Passport.
Do you know?
Yes, that was my guess. But I did it. I was like,
ah. It's a joint.
Heart to heart and one on one. They're kind of the same song.
They are.
Did I have a confusion?
When he played this at his concert recently, I was singing myself. I was singing my heart out.
Come on.
He was the one among the more cool and collected of the people there, too. He was ready for the moment.
Yeah, he was ready.
He was ready. What'd
he
say?
Like, it is what it is. Yeah, I'm here.
He was like, I got this. I decided to go a little more soulful with mine, you know.
Okay.
he had his little pocket. All right, here we go, guys. We Are the World edition of Whitish Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Laura is on the board. Shawnee with two. Cass with one. Laura with one. Here we go.
Culture.
Culture.
That's an easy one, culture.
Dang.
Time and layer.
There you go. Sending off a baby. Come on, son.
Shawnee got on the board with three right now.
It's only locked, baby.
Cass, you got one?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Laura, you got one.
Cindy Lauper, baby.
Yo, it's starting to feel like when the Lions were up 24-7. Shawnee's sniffing back-to-back wins.
Well, so this happened last week. Shawnee was up, remember?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Cass made a run, and Shawnee's still close. Yep. That's better than the Lions.
Let's go, baby.
It's better than the Lions.
Sometimes you knowing too many of these white songs.
This always reminds me of Romy and Michelle's high school reunion.
You always say that.
It always reminds me of that. So good.
This song, can make me cry in the right moment. Listen to
this alone. Reminds me of a Kodak commercial.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Kodak Black?
No, Kodak the camera. Terrible.
Yo, Kodak, this reminds me of Kodak Black.
Kodak should sample this and talk about it being arrested time after time.
Wow.
Time after time.
Wow. You can stop me. Time after time.
Yeah,
it
was crazy.
It'd be fire, though.
Yeah.
She got hit that high note.
Wow.
If I'm high, I won't drive and I won't be arrested.
Yes, I will.
Time after time.
Yeah, you got it, though.
Yeah.
And he keeps getting time.
Time on top of time.
Time on
it's
top of time.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Damn it, man.
I got time after time.
And I got more time.
After my picture fades and darkness has turned to gray, watching through windows, you're wondering if I'm okay.
Is Cindy Lauper look good now? She didn't look like she fell apart.
No.
I'm going to tell you something. I always tell the story. I hung out with Cindy Lauper one night.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Guess where?
CBGB's.
No, it was some concert. It was a Fugees concert or something?
Nope. At a Keisha Cole concert.
Keisha.
At Hammerstein Ballroom. And I was like, yo, she was at the back door. We was promoting it. And she wanted to get in. And I was like, Cindy Lauper? She was just standing there by herself. She was like, yeah, I love Keisha Cole. Can I come inside? I was like,
Yeah,
I got you.
Someone
find her a wristband.
That's fire.
Of course.
Here we go, guys. Here we go.
Okay.
Special edition. We Are the World artists only. Shawnee has three.
Come on, baby.
Laura one, cast one. Me. Here we go.
Cast?
Yeah.
Cast one.
I'm going to phone a five.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Time.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
Where you going, son?
I'm
going
to go to my dog. I hope he's not at the airport at a bar right now. Hot Rod Rick.
Hot Rod Rick, you up, fam?
Hey, yo. Grooney.
What's popping? It sounds bad already.
Oh.
Yo. Groon, this one, I ain't going to lie. This was hard. Yo. This was harder than getting Laura Styles to come back from a vacation, bro.
But yeah. Here we go.
Damn.
Yo. So you know that's pretty damn hard, bro.
That's a tough one.
Was that Eddie Davis size?
He's got it.
Yeah! Song
we just talked about. Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes.
Yes, sir.
Kim Carnes.
Yes, sir.
And it's a tune, right? It's a tune. Good job, Rick.
Wow, Rick.
This is a tune.
She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you. You won't have to think twice. She's pure as New York snow.
Let me tell you what's not pure.
New York snow.
Or maybe that's what she meant.
And she'll tease you. She'll unease you. All the better just to please you. And she knows just what it takes to make a pro.
was like, I don't know. Who is Betty Davis?
Betty Davis was an actor.
I assume she had pretty eyes.
Ruth Elizabeth, a.k.a. Betty Davis, died in 1989, an American actress with a career spanning more than 50 years and 100 acting credits. She was noted for playing unsympathetic, sardonic, I don't even know that word, characters, and was famous for a performance in a range of film genres.
Remember on Scenario Remix? I rip up stages, I blah, 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 like Betty Davis.
Yeah.
Kid Hood, man.
Yeah, nice eyes.
Yeah, see, I can see. She, her eyes are very...
She got, yeah, she, her eye game is interesting, like, yeah. Her eyes take up a lot of her face.
Yeah. They're kind of like sleepy-ish.
Oh, yeah.
Now that I see her face, I've seen her before. Right, it's Wednesday. The game is going on. Shiny got three. One phone to five left.
Yes.
Laura's got one. One phone to five left. Cass One has two. One phone to five left.
Right, okay.
Here we go. All artists from We Are the World.
$180,000 flutes.
Who is this?
Remember, I said it could be from any era.
Yeah.
If you leap awake in the mirror of a glass.
Culture. Score the phone of fire.
Oh, wow.
That's a strong move, Shawnee Culture.
Yeah, because he sang and everything. So
the only options for you to hit are Hot Rod, Rick P, and Aubrey. Aubrey hasn't been chosen yet by anybody.
Hot Rod Rick.
I'll tell you what. If Hot Rod Rick hits Betty Davis' eyes and this song, he's a legend.
Hot Rod Rick, legendary status.
Yo, what up, family?
Bro, you good. Have no fear. You know who's here.
Come on, son.
Me, bro. Yo, bro, this was easier than my new job teaching fish how to swim, right? That's Paul Simon.
It's Paul Simon.
Hot Rod Rick's a legend, bro.
Yo, Hot Rod Rick, I appreciate you, bro.
So the only thing about him getting this is...
The myth, the legend.
This is Paul Simon's, like, most recent, quote-unquote. This is, like, 2006. And by the way, for Shawnee and... And Ebro, it's called Father and Daughter. This song will make you cry alone, I guarantee you.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Remember the NBA used it for a theme when it was a thing for a minute.
Can't remember where you are.
You might know the chorus when you hear the chorus.
Okay, let's hear it. I don't know right now.
Just open your window and follow your memory upstream to the meadow in the mountain where we counted every falling. I believe the light that shines on you will shine on you forever. And though
who's
I can't guarantee there's nothing scary hiding under your bed.
I love this next line so much. This is the line.
I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever.
That's a bar.
Postcard.
I'm gonna stand guard like a postcard of a golden retriever.
I guess it must be a postcard with a golden retriever standing guard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Here's the chorus.
I'm gonna watch you shine, gonna watch you grow.
That's a dog bar.
Gonna paint a sign.
That's why.
So you'll always know. As long as
you hit Rosenberg where it counts, is what you're saying.
I don't know.
No, it's like if you're not a dog person, you won't get the bar.
Right.
Shawnee,
golden retrievers are one of the
Labradors.
I've never heard this before in my life.
Definitely white.
For the record, though, any one of you guys could have gotten it on voice alone. Now that you know it's him, it sounds
Yeah. It would have took me like a minute.
Well, this is why I need to watch this documentary. I forgot Paul Simon was on We Are the World.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
I thought you was going to hit like Bodyguard.
See, that's the thing. Shawnee knows what's coming up. He's expecting it. I like that.
He saw the documentary.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the list. Yeah, the list in front of him. Who was in
I'm tired right now. Every white person I remember.
See?
Trying to white right
now. You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee's a big white.
Come in class. So I'm just like, so when I hear the song, it's like, all right, this person was it.
All right, here we go, guys.
Why this Wednesday the game? Who just got that one? That was Shiny Culture has four now.
That's right. I got Point Game,
but no Phonify.
No Phonify. So it's on me.
Guess, but you're up by 2 on Cass and 3 on Laura.
Yes, yes.
So you have some. You have a chance, Johnny. You can shoot some shots.
Okay.
You can just pull up from half court on something.
And just maybe he will. Maybe he will. Here we go.
Let's see.
That's what Cass one would do.
That's what I would do.
3, 2.
Okay.
Cass. Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too fast, baby. I gave Sean a. I gave him one. This on the.
I know.
Uptown Girl was on this album. What else was on this album? This album had so many hits.
Slappers.
This was like his most poppy album.
Yeah.
For the longest time. Tell Her About It.
Yep.
Uptown Girl. Keeping the Faith. Yo, in the movie, when he pulls up with Christie Brinkley, this is prime 85. Gets out of the whip, kisses Christie Brinkley, and walks in. This is when he's on fire. Quincy put up the sign that said, check your ego at the door.
I missed that.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw that.
He hand wrote the sign, check your ego at the door.
That's right.
He has parts where he yells on everyone.
Shh. Yeah. For the longest time.
Yeah, Cast One has 3.
He got 3. I got Point Game. Come on.
Too fast.
I could have got this one too, man.
I know.
The little doo-wop in the beginning threw me off. It was like Shauna Na and like Fonzie and.
I mean, that's what he was doing in the song. He was bringing you to a time.
He brought him on
to Laura Stiles Rosenberg. The theme of Whitish Wednesday, the game today, is that we are the white people on We Are the World.
That's right. Here we go.
The documentary on Netflix, all the team has spent their time watching, except myself.
I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, you haven't? I thought you was in.
For Laura, watching a trailer is like her seeing something.
Cast. I'm going to Phonify.
Actually,
I'm not going to Phonify. I could do that?
I think you can.
Is that Huey Lewis? Huey Lewis in the News?
It is.
You see me out here?
And I got to Phonify. Shorty, you better call out your name so fast on the next song.
Cass, I hate you. I hate you, Cass. Them horns, that's what it was.
I was like, wait a minute, I do know.
Turn that up, boy.
Come on, man. I wouldn't forgive myself if I didn't get this one right. My Back to the Future card is bad.
All right, guys.
I showed Laura a baby picture. And she was like, wait, did you have the baby?
I was like, wait.
I got a picture of Issa. I had bought her a shirt when she was young. She's on my phone. That's why it's coming up. She got a shirt that says Jay Dilla and Nas and Mos Def and Q-Tip. It was a baby picture.
Fire.
But I had found this onesie that was like, had this dope. It was like Jay Dilla. And had all. It was just one of them dope shirts.
Ready, everyone?
Conscious hip hop. Love it. All right, I'm ready.
Okay. Here we go, everybody.
Here we go. Whitish Wednesday, the game. So Culture
Cass,
4.
You're up to 4?
Cass has a phone. And he's got a phone to fight.
That's what makes this one spicy.
Here we go, everyone.
You're not even in the combo.
I am not.
Here we go.
Culture.
Culture.
I'm just shooting, fam. Kenny Rogers.
Yeah!
Now you know it's him.
What? Now I know it's him. Right. I just heard like the opening. The Hayride. I heard the Hayride.
You heard
the only other country kid I know from downtown. There he goes. Steph Curry from half court.
Yo, Shawnee wins 2 weeks in a row.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah.
Shawnee, you know white music.
Play the song. Yo, I need to play the lotto.
Yes.
I
drank down my last swallow. Wow, Shawnee.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, Shawnee.
I'm so amazed with myself. I had no idea.
Oh, my God. Play the game, boy.
You gotta learn to play.
So good.
You gotta know when to hold them.
I love this song. Yeah.
Know when to fold them.
You can't be Caribbean and not love this song, though.
True, true.
Know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the deal is done.
Vibes. I'm so happy right
Every
now.
Every gambler knows.
It's crazy.
To surviving, knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep, cause every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out a cigarette, faded off to sleep, and somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got no way to hold up.
Yo, no dolly is surprising.
No way to fold up.
What? No dolly is surprising
at that time.
Yeah.
And no way to run.
You got just fresh off 9 to 5.
Yeah. Maybe some people just didn't get a.
Well, some people on tour too, and some were on tour and.
Right.
Kenny Rogers seemed cool as hell, though.
He was mad.
He's smiling the whole time they show him. They never show him not just like.
Aww. Yeah, he's selling.
And everyone, just he is. I mean, he did a dub for Wyclef.
Yeah.
And that was what, 97?
Oh, yeah, 97, 98.
Yeah.
When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting. When the dealing's done, you got
no. All right, Shawnee, do you have a culture classic?
I got culture classic.
Let's get to it.
Hey, Leon Haywood, y'all. The original.
What's the name of the tune?
Oh, I forgot.
Rosenberg.
I don't remember the tune. I forgot it was Leon Haywood. Now I remember that, but I only know that from, you know, playing it as a sample.
Yeah, I didn't know the song before it was sampled in Nothing But a G Thing.
No.
Yeah.
What's the name of the song?
I wanna do something freaky to you.
Something freaky.
I wanna do something freaky to you.
Yeah. I mean, this is as good a sample as you can find.
Yeah. Took the whole song.
City of Compton.
Where it takes place in the roof, yeah.
Then it switches up.
It's hard.
We got a Cast One reminded me of this dude.
Woo! Don't you?
I mean,
Keep Swag.
I mean,
this album, Make It Last Forever.
Come on, family.
Come on, bro.
This whole album.
Cast One was like, yo, you ain't hit this dude yet.
Yeah, you've hit this before.
I have, right?
I think you've hit Make It Last Forever.
Let me hear you tell me you love me. Let me hear you say you never leave me. Oh, girl, that will make
me bro.
Right. Harlem. Big Harlem.
Hey. Teddy Riley on production, too. Big Harlem.
Oh, yeah.
never leave me, baby. Until the morning light.
Sing it, Laura.
I'm gonna tell you how what could never. I'm
This is not my favorite era of R&B.
No, it's mine.
It's his lane.
Super favorite.
Yeah, this was
late 80s R&B. Guy.
Yep.
Keith Sweat. Yep. New Editions.
Yep.
It's not my favorite.
You like it?
It's cool.
Wow. It's cool. This was the joint, though.
Oh, it's huge. Monster song.
Yo, and these records was mixed like hip-hop records. So the 808, yep. Like, if you had speakers in your car. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Bumping. Like, dudes was blasting this down the block in these Volvos.
Rolling to this. Audis, Volvos.
You know what I'm saying? You know this, though. Cass Wants, special hit.
Same era.
Yep, that's why.
Yeah, same era. Y'all know it?
I do.
New Jack Swing.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely... I don't know which one it is yet. It's a guy.
Running Man, Shiny, hit him! Just got paid.
Friday night.
Johnny Kemp. Big hit. Big two.
Big New York hit, too.
Yo, Ebo's literally doing the Running Man.
Yo, stay there.
He's doing the sitting, man.
Cast on Brooklyn Basin. Good luck.
Didn't NSYNC or somebody redo this or something?
I hope not.
Did they?
Somebody did it. I was upset. Not. It angered me.
But one really? Of
them
pop group.
Well, because Teddy did it and Teddy was producing for them.
So, like, why not?
Yeah.
Just threw it a shot.
Let's get to the gurus.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Coltrane Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. The guru at ebrointhemorning.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite to shine the light of your problems. Shiny Coltrane, burn the sage.
Let us cleanse. Cleanse the energy.
Shawnee, remind me to tell you a song that you haven't played yet that reminded me of that you should play.
Really? Okay.
All right, let's cleanse the energy. All right, Rosenberg, lead us some breathing exercises and tell us who's out there in need of the gurus.
Shout out to Andre 3000, who's in town right now. If you see him, let him know that we play his flutes every day.
That's right.
You know? There's support, and then there's support.
You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people talking.
But are they playing the records?
Are they playing the records, though?
He's catching these spins.
Are they playing the flute?
He's in rotation with us.
The guru at ebrointhemorning.com. Send your emails. This is a quick note from yesterday. I got to be fast here. Gurus, thank you for reading my email. Yesterday, my advice for the marriage. This is the woman with the serial cheater. While it was a bit hurtful and demeaning hearing Laura say, how dumb can you be when asking for help?
My God.
I appreciate Peter and Shawnee's blunt advice. I wrote in really asking for help. I always listen every morning, and you really do help people. Thank you for your time.
Wow.
Thank you. We saved lives.
Wow.
Laura, I appreciate you.
When you said, how dumb can you be?
I know, I'm sorry, but I'm still standing on business.
Yeah, Laura, that's a real friend.
Now y'all know why Laura's up on this phone.
Yeah, you gotta be honest, man.
Because sometimes it doesn't mean that you're dumb. She's saying it was dumb.
We all make dumb decisions.
Yes.
We all do dumb things.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I'm going to get straight to the point. This is very serious, guys. I'm a 30-year-old female. I grew up with my mother and sister. I have step siblings and a stepmother that I spent the holidays and school breaks with that stay back in the tri-state near our father. We're all grown now. Since I was around 7, my stepbrother, who's a few months older, sexually abused me. Until I was around 17.
Damn, man.
I never confronted him, and I never stopped him. I realized looking back, I was probably too scared and never was taught to speak up for myself. I never thought I would be taken seriously. I was labeled a problem child. I also saw him as a favorite by my stepmom. Mm. Over time, I suppressed it until recently I found out another family member was abusing his niece, and it brought back everything. I told my cousin about it, and she was, of course, outraged. Only my sister, mother, husband, and her know. Last year, my stepbrother asked my cousin if he can spend time with her and her kids.
No.
And she told him everything I told her with my approval. And he claimed, quote, I wanted it, and proceeded to tell her about him being abused as a kid as well. I was pissed, but I never stopped him and allowed it to happen. So can I blame him for thinking this way? I saw him for this past Thanksgiving. I ignored him and didn't make conversation. My question is, how can I move forward? I never see him, but when I want to visit my father semi-yearly, I have to see him since he lives in his freaking house. How can I lift this weight off of me and move forward? Should he be outed like my uncle? Thanks, gurus.
Well, you did. I think in many ways you did out him because you told other people and they confronted him about it. I think the discrepancy is if he truly thought that it was okay at the time, and what you're saying is true, like I didn't say it wasn't, so how would he have known? I think you don't owe him anything. That's part one.
That's right.
But you owe to yourself some sort of closure on this through therapy and possibly letting him know, making sure he knows, because you avoided him at Thanksgiving. I get it, because you don't, you know, it's painful, it's hurtful, it's all of those things. But sometimes they say letting the person know who harmed you, how you feel,
can release
some of that stuff.
I thought it was interesting that she said that he said when he found out. First of all, he didn't deny doing it. He just said that she, quote, wanted it.
Right.
We don't know what they're... Do we know? 3 years older?
I'm very curious about the age difference, too.
I think she said 3 years older. No?
I don't remember that.
But then remember, he also said in that same time that he was abused as well. That does not make it okay.
But it does
mean there's a world in which this was coming from somewhere else in your family. And you may be expressing this to him. Maybe he fought it at first, but maybe he'll own it. Maybe he will own up to the fact that he did it.
Well, and simply him saying, you know, sometimes, and I know it seems simple in many ways, but sometimes people saying, I'm sorry, I didn't know, I would have never wanted to harm you. I thought we were doing something we both wanted.
Yeah. Well, and my point was only mentioning maybe in some way he thought this was normal because this was in a cycle of he was another child in a cycle of abuse.
If he was 10 and she was 7, nobody knows what they're doing. Not to give them you know what I'm saying? Not giving them a pass at all, but just like...
But it...
The conversation needs to take place.
Yeah, I think it's worthwhile for you guys to talk if you're looking for...
Some kind of closure.
Some sort of closure.
But please understand that this does not take away anything that you're feeling. No. You have every right to feel the way
you
do.
You were abused, and that is a real thing to deal with.
Well, and deeper than that, he's asking to spend time with other children?
Nah, bro.
That's what she said, right? She said he asked to spend time
with the other family, and then her sister was like, told this to him. And then he was like, what? No. She wanted it, or blah, blah, blah.
I also feel if you want to see your father... Be honest about what's happening, and you can arrange to see him outside of his home. Mm-hmm. You know, because she was like, I have to see him because he lives there. I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah, and did she mention, she didn't say her father knew. It sounds like you should tell your father also.
Right.
That you're like, yeah,
tell the father first. Listen, I wouldn't have the conversation
with him. I feel like this is how I feel about family.
She's 30.
And everybody has different family dynamics, but obviously I'm a father and starting a family.
Okay.
And having a family. I feel like everybody should be talking about everything. We love each other, right? We're family. We love each other. We should be able to talk about everything.
I mean, you hope that everybody is sane and not erratic and irrational, emotional, people drinking.
Right, but then...
So that you can have the conversation.
But the reason I'm saying this is her father should know, right?
Right.
Other, I guess, elders in the family, people who are the authority figures in this family dynamic need to be brought into this, because the only way you're going to make sure this doesn't happen to other children in the family is that we put this all out on the table and do this work as a family. If we truly believe we want to protect our children and make sure that we don't continue cycles of toxic behavior.
Whether it's the same person or someone else in the family, mm-hmm. if it comes out, it's good for everyone.
And listen, and sometimes you're not always going to get the answer that you're looking for, because there are some people who won't believe you, but that's okay. As long as you speak your truth and you get it off your chest and you say how you feel, that's all that matters, okay? We're wishing you the best of luck, so say the gurus.
NSD.
Keep us updated.
With Laura Stiles,
good luck.
Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness. We're not no weakness.